quick this morning with a big smile on my face. 'Cause I dreamed last night my Jaguars clawed their way through the AFC to first place. I got every single jersey, I watch every single game. I got a shiny season ticket now, so everybody at the stadium knows my name. 'Cause I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win, 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 win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win, 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 win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win.
I've been yelling for about, I've been yelling for a minute. I've been yelling for about an hour now. So I just wanted to jump on this podcast. Hi, this is Andre Moultrie with the JJC Podcast. And this episode is Victory. It tastes like victory. It smells like victory. I just want a moment of silence for the Chargers. Go to fuck home. Damn, I didn't even give them silence. Didn't even give them silence, but I'm going to give them silence. Brandon Staley. This is obvious. I'm not a Chargers fan. Brandon Staley, get ready. You cost them this playoff game. He costed them this playoff game a week ago. He played his starters in a meaningless game. You cost them the game already. You think this team would have came back if Mike Williams was starting? I don't think the fuck not, because I've watched a little bit of Chargers games this year. And when they are in doubt and need a field goal, they always can do that play action bomb to Mike Williams to get some yards to set up a field goal. They ain't had that shit this game. The Jacksonville Jaguars came back from a 27-point deficit. The deficit that Trevor Lawrence created. This is how big shit talking Trevor Lawrence is. He's the chosen one. When you're the chosen one, I expect you to do chosen one shit. And this was chosen one shit. Most definitely this was chosen one shit. I remember when they were down 27-0, I'm screaming at the screen like, Patrick Mahomes did it. He was down 24-0 in a playoff game. Kirk Cousins this season was down 33 now. Why not we? It's always the Jags. Why not we? Why can't we do it? He's the chosen one. He should be able to do it. And guess what? He did it. Now, he didn't just do it. It was a team win. I'm going to give the defense an A+. I know they made some mistakes. But in this game, I was never confident in the Chargers offense to move the ball consistently down the field. Most of their scores were set up by the turnovers that Trevor Lawrence gifted them. Well, Asante Samuel Jr., he gifted turnovers too. This man had 4 turnovers in the first half. Now, he had 8 turnovers. Well, not 8 turnovers. 8 interceptions in the whole entire season. He had 4 interceptions in the first half. He had half of his totals in interceptions in the first half. This game is Trevor Lawrence's second year in a nutshell. If anybody was to ask you, hey, What did you think about Trevor Lawrence's second year in the NFL? Just say, hey, play the wild card game, Chargers versus Jaguars. And they're like, why? Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Let me tell you. First of all, the offense struggled for the last 3 weeks. It took the defense to get us into the playoffs. That defense got us into the playoffs. But outside of that, in the first quarter, I won't count the first interception. It was a tip pass. It got tipped twice. It was hot potato. So I can't really be mad at that hot potato. The other three, the one on the fourth down, okay, whatever. It's a fourth down play. The other two was his fault. Missing receivers. He missed. Man, we needed a drive. We really needed a drive in the first half. Christian Kirk on a third and two. He missed them and he was wide open. He threw the ball behind him. Typical Trevor. This is what he did earlier in the first half of the season. He did very similar shit. Very similar shit. Towards the midway, let's say 3 minute mark in the second quarter, you saw things starting to pick up. And then you saw a different quarterback. And then he got the touchdown before half, and it's 27-7. And in the third and fourth quarter, that's the Trevor Lawrence you seen in the second half. A goddamn monster. Everybody run away. Hide. He's coming to kill. Kill. That's what you saw. The chosen one. The second half was chosen one. There was nothing the Chargers could do about it. Now, I know Joey Bosa is mad. I would be mad, too. I'm looking at the screen like, did you know how when you play Madden and it freezes and the player is super far ahead? You're like, how the fuck did he get there? Like a glitch in a game? Looking at the screen, that's what it looked like. Juwan Taylor did do a false start. Yes, he did do a false start. The refs missed a lot of calls in this game. A lot of calls in this game. They missed a lot of grabs. They let him play. And Juwan Taylor said, if they gonna let me play, then I'm a motherfucking play. And he played. I feel Joey Bosa. But now you get to sit there, right? Joey Bosa got to sit there and watch the chosen one go right down the field and score the game-winning field goal. His brother won today. His brother won in a blowout. Brock Purdy looked purdy. He did look purdy awesome. Trevor was this game. If Trevor didn't turn the ball over, this would have been another blowout. This would have been another blowout. I'm certain of it. At least 20 points came off of the turnovers of Trevor Lawrence, and 3 points came off of the punt where it hit off of Clay Brooks, and the defense did a great job getting a stop in the red zone. But Trevor gave them points and then took it away. That's bullshit. I was scared a little bit. I was scared because I wasn't sure how Trevor Lawrence was going to play in his first playoff game. But I saw playoff Peyton and playoff Tom Brady in the same fucking game. He came back from 27-0. That is Patrick Mahomes shit. He's the chosen one. Can they now stop throwing Herbert in this top five QB list? He's not in there. He's not. He's a great quarterback. But he's not. He's not Trevor. Herbert can't beat Trevor. Herbert can't beat Burrow. And Herbert can't beat Mahomes. Stop throwing him in there. He can't beat Josh Allen. Can we stop throwing him in there? Is he better than Lamar Jackson? No. No, at least Lamar Jackson can win a game up 27-0. Oh, man. You know what I hate? Because I know the media did a good job. See, the thing is, the media wants to talk about Trevor Lawrence. He's the chosen one. They want to talk about him, but he has to win and hold this rep. The thing I didn't like is how the media talked about Justin Herbert. He hadn't did shit. He hadn't did a goddamn thing. And these motherfuckers was talking about Justin Herbert like he was a saint on the prairie somewhere. I don't even know what the fuck I just said, but he was like he was God sent or something. They was, oh, Justin Herbert, he is one of the top quarterbacks and he's going to take over the league. I'm like, man, the man ain't even been in a playoff game. Relax. Relax. He ain't never been in a playoff game. He ain't been in that pressure yet. He was in that pressure. He was up 27-0. This is on his resume. Brandon Staley, get your bags packed. You're going to Thailand with Cliff Kingsbury. Y'all going to talk about y'all times together because you about to be gone. You about to be gone. There's no way on earth if I'm upstairs and I'm the owner. I'm not giving him his papers. I don't like seeing people fired. I don't. I do not like seeing people fired because this is real life and everybody deserves to have a job. But there's no way on earth I'm keeping that man after what happened tonight. Let me go get the coach, Sean Payton. This is a Sean Payton team. It's handed on a platter. Sean Payton is in L.A. This shit is handed out on a platter for you to give it to. Sometimes you got to make the right move for your organization to win the championship. The goal is the championship. That's the goal. Jaguars last year had a decision to make. The owner said this: I'm going to take an honest look at this team. Okay, my GM, I just made him the GM. He really isn't the GM because I gave most of my power to a college friend, a college coach that's my friend that I really like his football mind. He hired this staff. I hired the GM to help him. He's been ass on the field. He looked at this. The owner looked at this and was like, Urban Meyer is delegating this stuff and he's telling people that they're weak and he's allegedly kicking kickers or whatever the shit they were saying. And when you watched Trevor Lawrence on the field last year, the disconnect between the offensive coordinator and the coach was very present. You can see it. You hired this man. Why you don't like him? Owner said, bye-bye. Got a grown-up in here, and now we're in the second round currently. Chargers, do yourself a favor. Get a grown-up. You got everything. Get a grown-up. I was never confident in the Chargers, even up 27-0. I thought that the Jags could come back in this game and at least make it a winnable game. I never was, because the Chargers always blow leads and the offense really didn't show me anything outside of the turnovers. So it wasn't like, damn, they're running up and down the field on us. It was turn the ball over. Now they're in the red zone. They score a touchdown. Trevor turned the ball over. Now they're in the red zone. Score a touchdown. Shout out to the defense. They played bend but don't break. The second half, they got on lockdown. And outside some stupid, it was just plain out stupid calls or like stupid plays, like Trayvon Walker's personal foul on the quarterback. Trayvon Walker, it looked, honestly, I'm like, Trayvon Walker's excited. He's moving out the way, but he pushed him. You can't push him. But I understand heat of the game. This is first playoff game. he did help make a big play. You push him. You can't do that. Coaching. Good job by Doug Peterson. The signs of a great coach, in my opinion, is you feel the gauge of the game. You feel the energy of the game. You feel the way the game going, and you make the right decisions. He missed one bad decision on this. I criticized him in that Titans game because he did not stick to the run. He acknowledged that. This game, he stuck with the run. He literally won us this playoff game with the run. I'm calling him out on one thing. The coaching staff, period, upstairs, everybody missed out on challenging that Everett catch on that third down that resulted in that field goal. That field goal should have never been on the board because that was not a catch. You know how arrogant Everett was after that catch? He caught the catch. They sped up to the huddle, and then this is how you knew it was some bullshit. They was just doing whatever just to make sure the play go. Justin Herbert throws the motherfucking ball out of bounds. He throws the ball out of bounds. And when he threw the ball out of bounds, Everett is seen on camera laughing at us, basically. Like, yeah, I caught that. Yeah, I ain't catch that. But yeah, I got it. I got a catch. Ha, 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 motherfucker. Really? That's the only thing I'm calling out Peterson on. That's the only thing. And I'll say the defense, Mike Caldwell. I don't know why on earth Keenan Allen was open this whole damn game. they got up on it in the second half. They bracketed him, which was great. But the first half, hell, Herbert missed a touchdown. He overthrew Keenan Allen, and he was wide open. I said, damn, why is Keenan Allen so wide open? This is ridiculous. But in the second half, coaching staff made their adjustments, in-game adjustments. I love Doug Peterson's in-game adjustments. He's got that Andy Reid in-game adjustments. He learned that. Doug Peterson got great second half adjustments. That's a sign of a great coach, second half adjustments. And he does an excellent job. We're one of the better third quarter teams in the league because of it. I saw Jags fans saying, oh, this isn't over. We got another half to play, because that's how this season has been. The third quarter, we come out and we attack. And most of the time when a team can outlast our third quarter, or we do so much in the third quarter, now we back in the game, the momentum is on our side. And when the momentum is on our side, we end up coming back and winning, just like this game. If I'm a Charger fan, I'm sick. I am sick. I am sick. This was the third largest comeback in NFL postseason history. Trevor Lawrence did that. Trevor Lawrence did that. And not only that, he's the first to throw three interceptions in the first quarter. That man is the chosen one. It's over. I really don't want to hear this Justin Herbert versus Trevor Lawrence thing currently. Now, we don't know what's going to happen in the future, but right now, Trevor Lawrence got it. He is that man. As the season progressed, I see why they drafted Trayvon Walker number one overall. And I mean, I wanted the guy the Giants got. But I see him getting better as the season progresses. And that's all I can ask. But his athletic ability, and he never gets there, but he's always in the area. It was a couple plays in this game on the sack of Justin Herbert. He helped, I think, yeah, Josh Allen got the sack. Trayvon Walker pushed up the pocket enough, where pushed up the left, what was that, the left? Yeah, that's the left tackle, right? Yeah, left tackle. So he could step up in the pocket. And when he stepped up, Josh Allen was right there for the sack. There's a lot of plays that, to me, Roy Robert Harris, this is one of the best games he played this year. He was really involved. I like how they sealed the holes for the running back. Austin Eckler couldn't get anything. He really did not have a good game running the ball. He really didn't. And the defense just, they did pretty well this game. They really did. I'm really happy for them. I'm happy for the fans that came out to the game tonight. And we shall wait. We shall wait. I really think we're going to be playing the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead. And we played Kansas City. We played Kansas City and we lost by 10. I think we have a chance in that game as well. But that's it for this episode of the JJC Podcast. When you get a chance, please follow the Facebook page at Jaguars Country in the link. If you would like to support us, buy some of the merch, go to www.jjcpodcast.com to buy some of the merch. Please be on the lookout. I am doing a giveaway soon. So if you want to be in the giveaway, you have to follow the Facebook page. You have to follow the Facebook page. I want to thank everybody that takes the time to listen to this podcast. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. Have an extremely good night and go Jags, 31-30 victory.